Wisconsin is one of the most closely watched states in this year's midterm elections, and watched not just by political pundits. Elections in Wisconsin are literally watched by poll observers. These are volunteers who monitor poll workers. And this year, the two major parties say they're finding it easier to recruit observers and poll workers. In the wake of election fraud claims by former President Trump and others, which we know do not align with the evidence. Here now is Chris Bentley, has this story from Green Bay.
I'm in a back room in Green Bay's City Hall, where Municipal Clerk Celestine Jeffries is surrounded by a mountain of raw materials for the election next month.
And this is, it's like I said, it's a little messy. Our election prep area. So all the ballot sleeves and highlighters and stickers, and for the kids, we have future voter stickers.
Yes, that's for November.
In Wisconsin, elections are administered and funded at the local level. Jeffries is one of more than 1,800 municipal officials across the state in charge of running them. Maybe it's because her son recently got married, but she says setting up voting sites reminds her of wedding planning.
Polling locations are like 27 little mini weddings happening where every place is slightly different. Every place needs slightly different accoutrements. And so just making sure that everybody has what they need on that day.
They're making adjustments after the busy August primary when 15 polling sites ran out of ballots. But she says there were no major issues. Jeffries expects about 10 to 15,000 absentee ballots to come in between now and the end of voting on Election Day. In total, about a third of the votes cast in Green Bay. So far, so good, she says. But with high turnout expected in November, she needs more help.
I need 75 more poll workers. I always need poll workers, though.
By law, those poll workers have to be evenly split between the two major political parties or unaffiliated with either. Jeffries says most are unaffiliated. But this year, local Republicans have a record number of people signing up to be nominated. That's according to Jim Fitzgerald, chair of the Brown County Republican Party. I meet him in his office outside Green Bay, where volunteers are popping in to pick up candidates' yard signs.
All right, good to see you.
Good to see you.
He says in addition to poll workers, they've also trained a record number of election observers, volunteers who watch poll workers for potential rule violations. Observers have to sign in, wear a badge, and stand in designated areas at polling places so they can hear and, quote, readily observe all public aspects of the process without disrupting the activities, according to state law. But Fitzgerald says Republicans are not trying to influence the election by intimidating Democratic voters.
Heck no. I mean, shame on us that we didn't do a better job providing poll workers and poll observers in the past. It's just now that we're starting to take seriously the role we play in the voting process.
Still, it's no coincidence that Fitzgerald's having an easier time recruiting. Trump is still spreading baseless conspiracy theories about the 2020 election, and the lies are energizing some voters. The Republican National Committee also has its own multi-million-dollar effort to register poll workers and observers nationwide. But Fitzgerald says the Republican push for more poll watching is about restoring trust in the system. And hopefully converting election denial into Republican votes.
Would I have liked to see Donald Trump as president? You bet I would have. But the facts are that Joe Biden is the president, by whatever means. Now, if I didn't like the means, then I got to be part of a change movement. Here's what I'm worried about with the people that are deep into the conspiracy, that they're going to sit home. And when victory hangs in the balance, you cannot afford to have 1% or 2% sitting out. You just can't.
Ken Glowacki of Green Bay won't be sitting out. He's 70 years old and says he's voted in every election since he was 18. This year, he also became an election observer. He's an independent, but was recruited by the local Republican Party at a showing of the pro-Trump film 2000 Mules, which purports to show evidence of widespread voter fraud in the 2020 election. Glowacki says he was hearing conspiracy theories about the election and wanted to see the process for himself.
I could either sit on the sidelines and try to sift through all of the chaff that's flying around from everybody, or I could just get involved and see for myself.
November will be his third time observing, after April's municipal elections and the primary in August.
They were very, very nice chairs, and they were set up so you could see everything. There was no intent whatsoever to hide anything or anything.
Glowacki says he feels better about his local elections after seeing how it's done, but he doesn't have the same confidence in elections statewide.
I can only talk to the wards that I observed. Can't jump from there and to say, Oh, throughout the state, it was perfect. Who could make that stretch?
Multiple audits and court cases in Wisconsin found no widespread fraud in the 2020 election. And after losing the state to President Biden by less than a percentage point, Trump's campaign paid for two recounts. The results? Unchanged. Still, the unfounded claims of fraud have stirred up lasting distrust among many Republicans. In Green Bay, some of that distrust solidified after the municipal elections in April 2020. It was just a few weeks into the pandemic, and the city was struggling to fund its election. They cut the number of polling places from 27 down to just two. One of them was here at Green Bay West High School, where I meet City Councilman Brian Johnson. He says it was a chaotic scene.
Yeah, the line wrapped around the building down the block.
Green Bay was one of many cash-strapped cities that accepted grant money from the Center for Tech and Civic Life, a nonprofit backed mainly by Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg, to do things like buy PPE and pay poll workers dealing with a flood of mail-in ballots. That set off a series of conservative lawsuits that continued up until a few months ago. None of the cases found any evidence of wrongdoing, but Johnson blames some of the lasting distrust on the appearance of outside influence.
It's okay to acknowledge that mistakes were made without saying that the election was stolen. I think that's where a lot of the conspiracy dialogue comes from, is when funding comes from an outside source, we just need to avoid that dialogue by making sure everything that we need is fully funded.
Wisconsin Republicans are pushing a constitutional ban on private grant money to help administer elections. Campaign flyers in Green Bay call on Republican voters to ban Zuckerbucks, but some officials worry the proposal could make it harder to fund elections. Political groups, on the other hand, don't have any problems finding money. Ironically, since 2020, outside money has rushed into Green Bay to influence local races in the name of election integrity. Some ads pushed debunked conspiracy theories in the weeks leading up to this year's nonpartisan municipal elections, like this one from the conservative Restoration PAC.
Free and fair elections are the Wisconsin way. Green Bay's leaders changed all that.
The left-leaning Open Democracy PAC also bought ads calling on voters to keep Wisconsin elections fair, secure, and accessible. Johnson, who considers himself a political moderate, says the conspiracy theories have tainted an otherwise legitimate conversation about how to run local elections. Despite the distrust, the vast majority of people who actually work elections have the utmost confidence in them. I met up with a few poll workers at the Bay Beach Wildlife Sanctuary in Green Bay, one of the city's polling sites. Wild turkeys strolled around us as we chatted outside the visitor center, where polling booths will be next month. Dawn Smith has been a poll worker for more than 10 years. She's not affiliated with the political party, and she runs the polling site at St. Paul's United Methodist, which also happens to be her church.
It is very, very easy to complain about election fraud and shady poll workers on Facebook. It's a lot more difficult to come to my polling place where I'm working when I'm your neighbor and to complain to me that I'm a shady poll worker, because I would welcome anybody else to come and take my job. Yeah, I mean, feel free, absolutely. We need the poll workers. I welcome you to come and observe.
She says the observers have not been a problem, but she's short-staffed, and a high turnout election next month could be overwhelming, because she'll have to attend not only to the needs of voters, but also address the possible concerns of poll observers.
I haven't had an issue with my observers being disrespectful, but I also go out of my way to make them feel welcome. We give you a nice cushy chair, and my people are nice, and I will do my best to answer all your questions. Now, November is going to be different, because in August it was busier than we were expected, but I had the time to walk people through and to show them what they needed to show and answer their questions. In November, it's going to be crazy busy.
Denise Hutchison is also a poll worker in Green Bay. Like Smith, she's unaffiliated with a party. And she also wishes more people swayed by conspiracy theories about voting would get involved and see how the process works.
It's a very safe, it's a very good process, and yet there's a segment of the population that want people to believe that it's not. And we need to believe in our voting process and engage in our elections. And that's what I really want to see this November, is people out there participating in the process.
Hutchison will probably get her wish. Turnout is expected to be high in November, with competitive U.S. Senate and governor's races on the ballot. Add to that a national push for more poll observers, and there's likely to be more pressure on poll workers like Hutchison to make sure the gears of democracy keep turning. For Here and Now, I'm Chris Bentley.